there was a British version of the show, War on Waste. So I kind of had some interest in this topic. So kind of after some conversations around the ABC and others, we decided to do it here. And the interesting thing is we did use some of the things from the original one, but it also, you know, every story is different in every country. So kind of stories would go different ways and you'd end up in totally different places because of, you know, what it is that Australia does with their waste as opposed to Britain.
What do you think were the big lessons for you? What were your surprises?
Look, I think probably the surprise for me was, I mean, fashion waste was a big surprise to me because I'm not a particularly fashionable person and you know, pretty much just wear clothes till they die. So I was amazed to see that kind of how much that's becoming a waste issue. But the biggest one was probably the seeing the waste on farms because of, you know, cosmetic standards in part. So, you know, that was obviously... The problem is, you know, a lot of people in the city are used to getting perfect fruit and veg and don't really think about how it gets there.
Do you think that what you said to the supermarkets around food waste was actually taken on board in any way?
I certainly know they're engaging with that question at the moment and trying to figure out how to solve it. Whether they can is another thing, and whether they, you know, I think it takes a big effort on their part. And I think it is also the consumers. Like, it also does take consumers being more aware of it and therefore going, oh, but, you know, I'd buy that because I realise that if I don't, it leads to waste. So it's a bit of a two-way street, but it does require the supermarket to get on board and probably take the first big step, really.
I realise it's quite early days as far as it's only just finished on air, but how do you think it's been received by the audience?
Well, look, I was at a cafe the other week and I was chatting to various people using their reusable cups, and quite a few were saying, no, I got this last week. And, you know, people have responded in a big way to some of the issues. And I think the big test is going to be how long people keep it up, because, you know, if you get a reusable cup and you use it five times and decide it's a bit of a hassle, you've created more of an environmental problem than using the paper cup. So people have got to kind of not only react initially, but continue with it and keep it up. And I look, so far I've been amazed at, you know, the enthusiasm people have shown. And it's great.
I think the coffee cup thing was the big lesson for me, because I have a terrible coffee habit. I do have a keep cup, but I just hadn't really engaged in the idea that you were putting hot liquid in this thing, so of course it can't be pure cardboard.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's a surprise. I mean, there are, as you say, like, anything can really be recycled, but it's a question about whether it is and whether there's actually the proper stream in place to use it. So we're hoping the longer-term coffee cups, if you go down the right approach, could be recycled. But at the moment in Australia, that's really just not happening. So it's, unfortunately, the best approach is to bring your own cup.
Now, the other big thing that you tackled in this series was the recycling of plastic bags. Talk us through what you got out of that one.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I think in some ways, it's kind of, look, ideally, we wouldn't have them. And ideally, we'd have no plastic bags, but that's, you know, that we're a very long way off that. So the next question is, can we recycle them? You know, the supermarkets have, to their credit, put in place these return schemes. And I think we found that RedCycle ones, which are in Coles and some Woolworths, is a good thing. It happens in Australia, it's recycled in Australia, but the problem remains that can it take all of the waste we create? Probably not at the moment. If you think about it, like, somebody's got to buy those end products, and that's the problem at the moment. So we can put our stuff there. There's the technology to turn it into new products, but is it enough people buying the actual end product is the problem. And then on the other side, we found that, I guess probably because of that, because it's, you know, not enough beads being bought in Australia of the end product, we found some of the other lot in from Woolworths were being sent overseas to China, and others were ending up in landfill. And it was a bizarre part of the story, because I presume that stuff, you know, if you're going to take something all the way to China, you're going to presume it's probably going to be recycled. But no one would actually tell us that. So it's just a bizarre, yeah, I don't understand what's going on there. I'm still a bit mystified.
I don't want to take up too much more of your time, Craig, but I'm interested in, I was one of, I'd imagine, many who participated in an online survey as a part of this thing. Have you seen any kind of results that have surprised you out of that?
Look, to be honest, I still haven't sat down in depth and gone through those results. There's a lot of them coming in. So, look, it's really positive. I think there's a real engagement with it. So there's a lot of people talking about changing their ways, and, you know. But, look, I'll dig through those in more depth soon, and we can see what that means for the fourth show later in the year.
Is that survey still going, or is it now complete?
I think it is still going, as far as I know. Yes, I haven't checked the website in the last week or so.
All right. But, well, we might encourage people to get involved in. Now, you just alluded to this, but you are in the process of tackling another season of this series. Where to next?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're not doing it yet. We're kind of letting things sit for a little while. We want to see, you know, we want organisations and individuals to have some chance to kind of, I guess, start some change. And there's a lot of conversation, I know, going on about, hey, can we fix this and can we fix that? And then later on this year, we'll re-engage with it and see, you know, what has been achieved and, you know, have people been able to change things and, you know, if things weren't changed, why was it? What got in the way? So, yeah, hopefully we'll also kind of look, I think, a bit more of the future of waste and stuff as well.